Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. As we take a look at the resumption of trade on the Kansas City wheat complex and the Chicago Board of Trade, we see that the July contract for wheat in Kansas City opened this morning at 487. That was up 3.5. September opened at 496, up 3, and December opened up 2 at 503. On the Board of Trade, July wheat opened 3.5 higher at 395.5. September up 2 to 410. December opened at 426. That was up 1. And the March 07 wheat contract on the Chicago Board of Trade opened 442. That was up 1.75. July corn opening down a quarter at 254.25. September up 3/4 on the open at 267. December opened unchanged at 280.75. The March 07 corn contract opened down a quarter at 290.5. May up a half at 298.5. July opened up a half at 304.25. And the September corn contract, 407, opened down 3/4 at 305.75. July soybeans opened at 587, up a quarter. August at 594, up a quarter. September opened up a quarter at $6.50. The November contract opened unchanged at 612.5. January 07, up 1.5 on the open to 623. March, 1.5 higher on the open at 631. And the May 07 soybean contract opened at 636, and that was up 1.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened up 30 at 175.50. August opened up 90 at 177. July soybean oil up 2, 25.17 the open. And August opened at 25.39. That was up 3. And currently we take a look at how the trade is faring right now. The Kansas City wheat trading from 4 to 7 higher. On the Board of Trade, wheat's trading from 2.25 to 6 higher. Corn trading from half up to 1.75 higher right now. And the soybeans are trading anywhere from 5.25 to 7.5 higher. Joining us to talk about all of this is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Services in Chalmers, Indiana. And good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, how are things going as far as you're concerned this morning as you take a look at what's happening on the boards in reaction to whatever news, the export sales or weather or outside markets?
Yeah, all three. In fact, we kicked off the morning with an employment report, jobs data. 75,000 jobs were created in May. That was below what the market had anticipated seeing, Jay. So the dollar went down and has made a new two-week low. So between that and the recent OPEC meeting, and the new fears in Nigeria about some oil disruptions, supply disruptions. We've got the metals and the gold and copper especially up very strong. We've got the crude oil up very strong as well. So we came into the opening with a very nice employment data report in terms of a weaker dollar. We also had really good export sales across the board, and it's been quite a few weeks that we can remember we had wheat, beans, and corn all getting as good, if not above, expectations in export sales. So we've got a real nice buying spree going on right now. The bean market continues from yesterday's short covering. Funds seem to be buying back some of their shorts they put on based on the last commitment of traders report. They went pretty heavily net short in the beans last week. We think they're probably buying some of those back. We've got the beans back up 6 to 7 again today. Key resistance is at 620 to 625 November bean level. We'll be watching for that. And corn still up about a penny and a half, with the wheat up about 6.5 in Chicago.
What are you expecting volume to be like today?
Volume should be pretty heavy. There's a lot of folks out there that are probably looking at the gold from yesterday, saying that the lead month gold was able to hold up above $625 an ounce, that the crude oil stayed above $70 a barrel. The market's gelling in the outside complexes earlier this week probably brought some of the fearful sideline traders back into the complex as we got closer to the later part of this week, and we suspect that the last bit of that's going to come in today. So we expect pretty good volume.
Mm-hmm. What kind of strategies, then, would you be suggesting about now?
Well, we're still sticking with the mindset, in beans especially, of buying puts, and we really did not like the USDA's crop progress and emergence numbers. You know, Illinois came in at 39% emerged versus 77% last year. Indiana, 30% emerged in beans versus 61% last year. Kentucky, Tennessee both had, you know, similar poor emergence, and yet for the country it looked fairly good when you look at the country as a whole, but we think there's some problems out there and some stand problems and replant problems that are going to come, you know, shed some light on the market later this year. But it says to the farmer, it says to us to say to the farmer, don't oversell your cash bushels, lock in this price with bought puts, and step back away from the cash sales at this point. Other than that, we're pretty much still waiting for another move higher in the corn to get additional sales made. We are taking advantage of this hog run. We had a really nice fund buying activity in hogs yesterday. Some tight cash markets also help, you know, push the market up high above the old limits of $2 a hundred weight. I guess our mindset is let's take advantage of this fund-led rally here and get some hedges bought, get some hedges put in place, and get some bought puts in place for the hogs as well.
Okay. Anything on the technical picture that we ought to be concerned about?
Well, certainly the wheat is the key technical, you know, market this week. You guys have addressed that real well. The 389 low of yesterday in July futures is really key support. We shouldn't have to go back down there today with all these other factors going on. So if we would happen to do that, it'd leave a real bad taste in everybody's mouth coming into next week.
All right, Mike. And anything else you'd like to touch on?
Other than that, have a great day, Jay.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you much, Mike.
You bet.
Mike Susilo of Risk Management Commodities, Lafayette, Indiana, joining us. And we will have Mike back again on the closing market report this afternoon at 2:06. Just a moment. We'll take a look at how the trade's faring right now on the markets.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
July wheat in Kansas City, right now trading up 6 at 489.5, and July wheat on the Board of Trade in Chicago, 398.25, up 6.25. September at 412.75, up 4.75. July corn at 256.5, up 2. September up 1.25 at 267.5. December 282.25, up 1.5. And March 291.75, up 1. July soybeans at 592.75, up 6. August at 599.5, up 5.75. September also up 5.75 at 606 even. And November soybeans for 06 at 618.25, up 5.5. The July soybean meal is up 250 right now at 177.70, trading fast. July oil at 25.65, currently up 11. The feeder cattle for August down 42.5 at 109.55. June live cattle 79.80, down 17.5. And June lean hogs at 69.15, currently down 45. Crude oil up 116 a barrel to 71.50 at the moment. CRB index up 306 at 346.18. The dollar at 84.02, down 0.77. The Dow Industrials 11,251.5, down a little over 9 points. And we'll take a look at meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast in just a sec.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And Ed says it'll be a mix of clouds and sunshine in northern and central Illinois and northwestern Indiana today, with a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up during the afternoon and early evening. Elsewhere across the two states, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, and highs from 73 near Lake Michigan to 83 in west central Illinois. Tonight, A few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms during the evening hours, otherwise partly cloudy, lows from 53 to 59. And tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs ranging from 73 near Lake Michigan to 83 in west central and southern Illinois. Our forecast for Champaign-Urbana, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm during this afternoon or early evening. A high around 80 today, northerly winds 8 to 16. Partly cloudy tonight, low 57, northerly winds 5 to 10. Tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, a high around 80, northerly winds 7 to 14. Tomorrow night clear, low 55. Sunday mostly sunny with a high around 80 degrees. And our temperature right now is 69 on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana. And that's our opening commodity market report. We'll have an update coming up in about an hour. And, of course, the closing market report today at 206. Settlements at 150. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for Dave Dickey today. And as we come up on 10 o'clock...